strongholds. It's mighty. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. So the carnal mind is at enmity against God, but God's word will crush your carnal mind if you just get it in there and allow it to transform the way you think. So now the other guy's looking at me. He's like, man, I said, man, you got something going on with your shoulder. He goes, rugby, man. He goes, yeah, it's been years. I said, come here, man. He goes, I said, you let me pray. He goes, oh. I said, how do you think I know? He goes, I don't know, man. They're freaked out. They're freaked out. Look, listen, you dominate a situation. You have to control the situation. The Christ in you. If you realize that every step that you take, Jesus has given you. Not for you to be mean and bang people with a Bible. For you to love people into an experience with God so they can make an informed, intelligent decision. Jesus said the gospel of the kingdom should be preached to the end of the earth. Right? And he said, and then the end will come. It's not just the gospel of the salvation. The gospel of the kingdom is God's kingdom is on the earth, moving through his people right now. Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom is at hand. God's kingdom is flowing through his people, and that has to be preached. We have to give the world a show and tell gospel so they can see and understand that Jesus is real. Jesus said, the same glory that you've given me, I have given them, that they may be one. As I'm in you and you're in me, us in them, all of us being made one, so that the world may know that you sent me. Because when the glory of God touches somebody, there's no debate, it's on. Jesus touched him and there's no getting away from it. Make sense? Yay. Go to John 16, just a page over. You sheathed it, man.